Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Christine Walter.
Who's, yeah, hey, look at you. You don't sound dead inside. After seeing the third Broly movie, you sound great.
Oh God.
Yeah. Oh, wait, see, Tristan didn't watch the movie. Tristan came into work today and just said, fuck it. This is what we're doing. Nope, just not happening.
Well, I almost did, and then I realized, well, I haven't seen this a lot. I haven't seen this in a very long time, and I'm like, I really should probably know what's going on before I start, you know.
Yeah, right? I'm just like, wasn't it so cool? Wasn't it so cool when they genetically engineered that unicorn? Oh, yeah, Matt, that was awesome.
That was my favorite part. What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah, you know, and
the
then the unicorn... Yeah, exactly. Just the unicorn was just like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
It was actually, they took the vocal cords from, Mr. Ed. But anyway, before we actually talk about the movie, we had San Diego Comic-Con just last week, and we got some Comic-Con news. Nothing major, sadly, but maybe you'll be happy. I don't know if you'll be happy. We'll find out. First off, there's a company called Panini, and this company is the company that brings over DBZ cards. And they're actually bringing over new ones. So new DBZ cards are coming to America. All right, cool, crickets. All right, awesome. Happy we're all... Go fuck yourself. All right, cool.
Trading cards?
Yeah, trading cards, yes. That's the thing.
Oh,
I thought
yeah,
you collected them,
thing.
Didn't you? I
have, like, maybe two of them from the last, cooler movie that I got.
Well, now you can have more. If not, just buy one pack and you'll probably get more than two in your collection. So there's that.
I honestly didn't know that was still going on.
It is now. Thank you,
okay.
San Diego Comic-Con 2014. Also, right, this isn't exactly news. This is because this already has been, you know, talked about, but it was really interesting. Okay, so do you know what figure arts are? Okay. If anyone doesn't know, what they are is you can't call them toys, right? Because here's the thing. Some of the Dragon Ball Z stuff that you and I have, Tristan, they're really, really cool. But at the end of the day, they're basically toys, you know? The thing with figure arts, though, is they're the ones with, like, the movable arms and the poses and the different faces and the different hairs and stuff like that that you can click in.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what those are. I mean, of course, there's a bunch of other different ones, but figure arts are like, you know, you'll see them around a lot for, you know, things like Dragon Ball Z, Kamen Rider, not so much Super Sentai, but Power Rangers, or, you know, now Super Sentai stuff is being kind of brought over as well. And so there's a lot of different figure arts, you know, that are out there for a lot of different people. And Dragon Ball Z ones got announced back in June, but we actually had, they already had some Dragon Ball Z ones, but new DBZ ones were announced back in June. Now we got to see them at San Diego Comic-Con, which is really cool because the two of them are the legendary Super Saiyan Broly, right, which there was already one, but now it's actually the tallest figure that we've seen. I think this one is at like 7.5 inches. Yeah, tallest one we've seen thus far, right? Huge, legendary Super Saiyan Broly. And then the second one was Vegeta in his original armor, but it had the original manga art style. So it's actually a kind of orange with, like, a dark brown tint to his hair.
Right.
Yes. So that is actually very interesting because, again, hey, new figure arts. I believe the Broly one is scheduled to be it's coming out in about November, December, and it should be $70 to $80. And, of course, it's, like, you know, crazy. But, I mean, dude, the things you can do with these figures, like, save up your, you know, your menial job money. I'll try to get a menial job, and we should definitely get these figures, honestly, because I'm telling you, they're very, very, very interesting. And, you know, I mean, you can get them from anywhere, your local comic book store, you know, your possibly online anime retailer. And, yeah, they're from the blue, they're Bluefin, by the way. So they're figure arts, but they go through Bluefin, you know, to get to America. So,
right.
Yeah. Definitely check them out because honestly, I want to buy one. I mean, the way you can kind of like pose these figures, I swear they're not promoting us. The way you can pose these figures, you know, a lot of these, a lot of the funny stuff that you might see on the internet, like funny pictures where it's like, oh God, Broly is fighting a Kamen Rider? Like you're so confused. It's just, oh, you know, like, wait a minute, he's picking him up. Ah, he's throwing him. There's a lot of funny pictures, you know, where like, it's basically like a stop motion kind of, you know, funny story or stuff like that. Those are made with figures because you can, can move them around so much that you can really do anything with them. And it's really cool. But anyway, moving on to the actual movie. This movie was not as useless as I originally thought, except that it kind of was, but not completely useless.
Yeah, like I rewatched it today, and I'd agree with that. It's actually not as terrible as I remember it being.
Also, by the way, if anyone wants to talk to us about this movie, whether or not it's you know, really, really bad, or maybe one person thinks it's really, really good, I don't know. I can't speak for everyone out there. There could be one. So anyway, definitely call us. You know, the number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. Because why the hell not? Right? Talk about a possibly bad movie. No, so here's the thing, right, Tristan? It's not useless. And again, when you see it more and more, you know, when you really kind of, it feels better to you. But of course, the question is, the tagline of this episode is why? Right? And I say why, not before we actually get into, you know, like little parts of the movie here and there. The reason why I say why, right, isn't because, you know, because again, the theme of the movie, I liked it. Very sci-fi. I did enjoy, you know, genetic engineering, biotechnology, all that cool stuff. But, of course, the question becomes, why Broly again?
Yeah.
And I think that's the problem. Where I don't know about you, but I saw all three movies, I think, one after another, if not in the same week. Because I, when I was a kid, my father, he got me these fan-subbed VCDs. Where I basically had every single movie, even though at the time I think they were only up to, I think, Coolers. Yeah, I think they were up to the fifth movie, which is the first Cooler movie. And I had everything at that point because of how late, you know, everything is freaking released. So I had everything, Japanese, English subtitles. So seeing these movies kind of in a row, it just, I sat there and I just thought, okay. You know? Like, it was like, like, that's how the movie felt to me. It was like, oh, all right, I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Also, we have our, sorry to interrupt you, we have ourselves a caller. So I'd like to put him or her through. Yes, hello, caller.
Hey, Matt.
Hello, caller. I should know
you don't know
are,
who
caller.
I am, do you?
I should know who you, oh, hello, Tony.
What's up?
Ha! I knew it. I got it. Or am I wrong?
No, you're totally right.
Oh, thank goodness. Okay. I don't see people for so long that they just call into my show, and I'm like, I don't know who the hell you are. I know your area code. But, all right, so, Tony, hey, happy to have you call in. How did you like or dislike this movie?
Well, let's see. I got the movie when I was like, well, I hadn't actually seen the movie until I was like, I want to say 14. I was in Best Buy or whatever it was with my dad, and I saw all three Broly movies just chilling there, all uncut DVDs. I was like, Dad, I need these.
Of course.
And my dad, being a Dragon Ball fan, was like, okay, Tony.
Good.
So I've sat down and watched them all, and I just because I haven't watched in a couple of years, I'm skipping through Bio Broly right now because I know you're going to do this thing. And Attack of the Killer Goo is what I would call this movie.
Yeah, basically, it's just creature that went into the Black Lagoon, is what it is. It's basic. Yeah, I feel the same. I mean, it's basically. But how did you? Because the thing is, for I don't know about Tristan, but for me, it felt. As I'm sure as the goo would taste, it felt like a bad aftertaste with the first two movies. What did you think about the third movie? Like, do you think it's better standing on its own, or do you think it's just no matter what, it's whatever the hell it is?
Thinking back on it now, it feels like it shouldn't exist in the way that it does. But
right,
at the same
right.
time, it's like, how do I put it? It works for what it is, again. Like, you kind of need to watch the first two Broly movies to understand what the hell is going on with this one.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But otherwise, it's like, Broly, he's legendary Super Saiyan, and how does the Dragon Ball Afterlife work, man? Does it, like,
I would
he was
be happy
cloned,
if... Yeah.
He was cloned, and then after he had died, so did King Yama just pick up Broly's spirit and drop it in his clone body, or what happened with that?
Actually, how crazy would that be? Just Dragon Ball Z fan fiction. There are currently two Brolys in hell. They are now known as the Broly Brothers. Nothing is sacred. Nothing is safe.
Nothing.
No. That would be amazing. Where just Goku is just like, oh darn, you know, I have to go fight Broly in hell. King Cal is like, actually, you have to fight too. Oh, he'll find out.
Oh god.
Yeah. Super Saiyan 3 Goku can just sleep while fighting two Brolys.
And that's scary your, thing.
No, but I mean fair
the
enough.
Scary
fair
part
enough,
is
you know.
not two Brolys, but Goku can beat them with a hand with one arm.
Yeah, with one arm and then the other foot is just doing a dance. That's all. He's just stretching. He's like, I gotta move this foot around
yeah.
more.
Yeah, continue.
But I feel the same. I feel as if, yeah, they you obviously need to watch the first two to get the third one. So, but what I was saying earlier was just I feel as if they had, I don't know, I feel as if this movie may have been either better or may have felt, I guess, more right? If they had just maybe even brought back a different villain somehow. But the fact that they had to bring back Broly to make it, I don't know, you know what I think it is too, by the way? I don't know how it works
yeah.
in Japan, right? But in America, we don't like sequels. I think. Usually when we get a first movie, it's like, oh, it's either, you know, oh, it's really awesome. The second one comes out, oh, yeah, it's cool. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, we just think,
trilogy
all right,
syndrome.
When can this end?
Trilogy
yeah.
syndrome.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a trilogy. And I feel as if, I don't know if it's because we're American and we're looking at it that way, or as if when we see it, we just actually went, no, it's just because the first time he was cool, and then the second time he was, I mean, he was still cool. And the third time he's goo.
Third time he's goo.
What is he goo for? You know. But yeah, I mean, before we have to sadly let you go, you're filtering through it, right? How does it make you feel now? Does it make you feel nostalgic, or does it make you feel as if, like you said before, right? You said it didn't need to be made. Do you now feel as if you really just want to maybe throw the disc out?
Nah, it's a part of my collection. I keep it on my shelf, man.
Yeah, I
but,
know. I feel the same.
It didn't need to be made, but it was made, so I can accept that it was made. It's there purely for the fact that it's there.
I like that. It's just what turns a man to neutrality? I do not feel strongly one way or the other. I like that. We need some more of that in this world. Just, hey, man, let's not just fight, all right? The shit's here. What are we going to do?
Exactly.
I like that. All right, good. But thank you for calling, Tony. Definitely call in the future, and definitely keep
I
on
totally
listening
will.
In.
Thank
awesome.
You, thank you.
Thank you,
talk
Tony.
To you guys later.
I didn't mean to cut him off. I thought he was done talking. Oh, I'm so sorry, Tony. So, yeah, hello, Tristan.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'd probably have to agree with Tony's perspective. Like, it's grown on me. Like you said, like, why they chose Broly to come back a third time. I mean, I guess out of any villain, it makes as much sense. I mean, it kind of makes me laugh when you say it that way. Like, what other villain could we have brought in? It makes me think of Well, they had Bio Warriors.
Dr. Wheelo, anyone?
Exactly. That's the thing. There was a lot of different things they could have. I mean, it would have been silly in a way where it's just, are we really taking this long, you know, to bring him back or something? But, I think the fact that, and I don't know if this is a, it's not so much a Japanese thing. It's more of an American thing, I think. The fact that they, I don't know if you know this, in Japan, the actual poster, which is actually, you know, on the computer flowing with our other pictures right now, the poster has Broly in the back, right? So it's like, oh, he might escape and come free. And the movie is entitled Bio Broly. Obviously. Yes. You know, America, we're the ones who just said, you know, Bio Broly, and then we actually freaking, we photoshopped it to be that Bio Broly picture in the front. That's not there in the original Japanese version. Bio Broly is currently blocking an actual pod that has, you know, Broly non-Super Saiyan in it. So it's kind of interesting. So what I mean is, when we even watch the movie, we sit there thinking, when are we going to get to the bio? So I feel as if even in kind of, because I think after seeing two Broly movies, you just want to see Broly fight people, which can be an issue.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, you know what I think would have been an interesting thing to do instead of, like, bringing back Broly? Well, because they already have, like, bioengineered fighters, right?
Right.
And the villain, I guess you could say, in this being Jaguar, one of Mr. Satan's rivals, or former rivals at summer camp when they were 12.
I love the absurdity of so much stuff like that. Like, first off, I just love the fact that when you said the magic sentence that Funimation loved to use, because they knew what they were doing, Mr. Satan, blah, blah, blah. Right? Like Hercule, you know, of course, Hercule, Mr. Satan, whichever one you want to choose, can drop, you know, like food onto wherever Oob is from, right? And everyone will be screaming, we love you, Satan! It's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a wonderful, I love that so much, because it's just, it's like at first you're like, well, that's his ring name. After a while, though, you start to think, I think his name might actually be Satan. Like, if it wasn't before, there's a chance he changed it to Satan.
Yeah, because I think he actually, like, as he jumps into the ring or something on Jaguar's Island, he's like, you know, no need to fear, your hero Satan is here. And it's just like, did I just hear that right?
I have a couple quotes from the movie, basically, which is, Funimation, you know what you're doing. But anyway, you were saying, though,
but
you were saying about the Bio Warriors.
I wanted to say one thing, like, I mean, I don't know, maybe this is just me, but I feel like what would have made a little bit more sense is if, I mean, I guess it takes a while to engineer these said warriors, but what if he had had, you know, Mr. Satan captured, and let's say for ha-has, you know, 18 and the kids get stuck in the trunk of a car or something, or they get captured along with him.
Because that's really funny. Kidnapping people via the trunk of a car. Ha-has.
Well,
everyone understand that Tristan thinks that's funny. I want that to be on the record. It's on a recorded podcast. Please continue, though, Mr. I love kidnapping.
I'm saying as a... You know what? Shut up. I don't have to.
No, but seriously, I enjoyed where you were going. That one little thing just kind of made the flags go up, like, oh?
Yes. What I was going to say is, if they were captured,
right?
And what if, you know, the scientists extract their DNA?
That would have been interesting.
I mean, Jaguar is not that smart, obviously, as you see throughout the entire movie. But what if he said, you know what, it's like, if Mr. Satan's so great, let's see him fight himself. And they engineer a Mr. Satan. Or they try, you know, they get Goten or Trunks' DNA, or I don't know exactly how that would work with 18, but you know what, they figure something out.
It would be hilarious, which is like, we've gotten all their DNAs, except for one, sir. Why? Look at this chart. That's a bunch of robot parts. Yeah, exactly, sir. That would be great. That would have been a lot more interesting, I think.
Like, that way they would, you know, even that way you could say, hey, they've gotten a hold of Saiyan DNA. That's very dangerous. It doesn't have to be like an exact copy of Trunks or Goten. It could just be their Saiyan DNA or half-breed or quarter at this point.
Right, right.
But
no,
like,
I understand.
You know,
I understand that is
throwing that into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, throwing that into the mix instead of the way they connect the movies in the movie, which kind of bothers me because, okay, here's what bothers me the most about it.
Okay.
The characters in this movie know too much. Because, I mean, okay, it might be just the Funimation dialogue maybe that did this,
mm-hmm.
but the shaman who collects Broly's blood and brings it to Jaguar.
Oh, God, the shaman. That guy, okay, let's talk about the shaman. I was going to talk about him later, but let's talk about this fucking shaman, all right?
Yeah, the one line that bothers me about him is he says, I went to go find the blood, you know, of
Thank
Broly
you.
and bring it to Jaguar, who would pay anything for it. How
Thank
the
you.
Fuck does the shaman or Jaguar know anything about what Broly is? Yes, granted, the shaman may have seen him. That
well,
doesn't mean
no.
he knows his name. That doesn't
Actually,
mean he knows he's the legendary Super Saiyan.
Here's the thing. No,
well,
the thing is,
anything else about it.
Here's the thing. He doesn't know that he's a legendary Super Saiyan. All he saw was that he was a huge, powerful warrior, and he probably knew that Jaguar was making powerful warriors. Therefore, Jaguar would pay money for a powerful warrior. Here's where it gets
yes.
me. Here's what pisses me off. The fact that they're trying to imply that not only does unemployment help people, you know, move towards world domination, but because the shaman was like, and I don't have a job anymore. So not only did that make you kind of turn to a life of crime, but this guy knew who Jaguar was and had enough time to collect the blood. It's like, unemployment isn't an issue, dude. You're a dick face. Like, I don't care what you were doing, you know. It's like, I was a shaman for the village. You helped sacrifice children. Doesn't matter what way you cut it. You're a douchebag. And no one
yeah.
should like you. But yeah, like, he was clearly involved in some shady shit. If he's like, and then I stopped being a shaman. And then I somehow knew who Jaguar was. Where does that connect? How did
yeah.
you meet this guy? But I don't think, here's the thing, I don't think they knew anything about who he was. That's the thing. I think it's that we know. So I think it's actually a case of they're stupider than we think, because they're so stupid that they didn't even know what was going on, where you and I are just
the
audience.
Thing.
What?
That's the thing that I'm saying. Like, the shaman actually said that line, the legendary Super Saiyan will be reborn. It's like,
right.
What?
Right, thank you. Sorry. You didn't I don't believe I heard you mention that specific line. I'm going to safely assume that is a Funimation dialogue thing, or if not, then of course we can blame the writing because, yeah, movies will tend to do that sometimes. You know,
yeah.
where it's just, guys, what are you... But I actually thank you. That does remind me. I believe as a kid I did think that as well. But
yeah.
But
I mean,
obviously, yeah, what are you doing?
That's probably what bothered me the very most. It's like...
Of course.
How?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, it's funny, like, with Broly, I almost like it. Broly wasn't really the problem. It's more of, like, how he got dragged into this. Like,
right,
once Broly appeared, it's like, I don't specifically have a problem with Broly being there, but it's how he got there, I guess, is more
right.
of the problem. I mean... Shit, Broly's character probably stayed true to his T because, I mean, look at the degradation of him. Like, we even said it in the last two movies. The first time, you know, yeah, he's a psychopathic freak, but he knows it. And he's like, yeah, you know, I like killing things. The second movie, he barely says anything, and he's still looking for Goku, and that seems to be the only thing driving him. Now he's just sentient. Toxic waste, and he's just like, kill everything.
Yes.
You know, there's not even like, now is the point where I kind of feel bad for him, because it's basically like, he's dead, okay? He's dead.
Yeah, he's
this
basically
is not,
a zombie. I mean, there's no real way
yeah.
to, He doesn't even know what he's doing, honestly, because he doesn't give a crap about anything. He isn't in his right state of mind.
Yep.
Yeah. Thanks for... It's funny how I don't think they meant to make Broly a sympathetic villain. It shows like Naruto and Bleach are now making us, you know, look into everything and be like, wow, this guy is so tortured.
Yeah.
This guy has had such a hard life. Right? Where back in the day, it was like, nah, dude, I'm watching DBZ. Let's just let him, you know, get all blown up and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Like, back in the day when we were kids, it was just like, no, it's Broly. Just let him get destroyed. Whatever. There's nothing else about that.
Yeah.
No, I enjoy that interpretation because, yeah, sadly, Broly is... Now you're making me sad. I don't know if I should continue this podcast and we shouldn't have fun. We shouldn't have fun anymore.
Anyway.
Yep, we're done, everybody. No, we're not. No, don't leave. Don't leave, all of you, listener. Don't leave. Let's just talk about the beginning of the movie, shall we? Let's just jump back to the beginning with that, because we usually, go over some like little details here and there, but have a good laugh. I love the fact that the start of the movie, right, has 18 wanting her money, basically as if a whole bitch, where's my money situation.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful. Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's nice to try and fit things into the canon when they clearly can't fit because of Majin Buu.
Yeah.
How
I would have loved
that.
The fact if, like, when they were leaving, like, Krillin's like, 18, where the hell are you going? There's a giant fat pink bastard killing everything on the planet, and you're going to collect your fucking money. Really?
That's what sucks. There's literally no chance of this fitting, and it's really upsetting because they did, like, that little thing that made me think, oh, my God, that can totally fit. And then it's like, wait, no, it cannot. And you're like, whoops. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I feel.
And
I
don't know about you, but I feel like 18 was just having a bad day.
She's always having a bad day.
Well, yeah, but
when
there are times where she has, like, a faint smile on her face. This time she was just, like, completely pissed the entire day. Like, reminiscent to, that last episode where she was in the Cell Saga.
Basically, yeah.
She's
you
just
could
blasting
argue,
a hole in the earth, and it's like, sis, hi, calm down, sis, you're going to blow a circuit. It's like, I'm pissed off. It's like, okay, I'll go over here then.
Yeah.
17
what
just
I would,
like, I'm going to go over here then.
I mean, I would argue that the writer of this movie, who is same as always, honestly, Takao Koyama, is same writer as always. I would argue that he doesn't really see the show that much. So, he's fed things, obviously, because you can't write things without knowing anyone. But you'll see in certain things that, it's like you'd sometimes, honestly, I would think, would anime, would manga Videl slap Goten in the face? I don't think so.
Yeah.
But in the second Broly movie, she did. So that's the thing, little things like that, where it's just like, I don't feel... So it's like, it's nothing major, but it's just like the little things. So you mentioned, you're like, Android 18 seems especially pissed today. And it's like, someone does owe her a lot of money. And it's like, but she seems like especially pissed today. And it's like, probably because of the fact that, the guy writing it isn't exactly seeing everything from the, from the show. But anyway, also, by the way, as we mentioned before, Hercule pees his pants, right? Pees his pants.
Yep.
For some reason, he now has to be, scared, right? Which, what if it leaks to the press? You kind of destroyed Cell and saved everyone on Earth, according to, their version of history, Hercule's version of history.
Yeah.
I don't think peeing your pants is really going to, freak anybody.
Destroy
like, oh, no.
Reputation.
Yeah, right? Oh, good God, no.
It will
like,
destroy my reputation of the savior of the planet.
Yeah. Honestly,
and
it's like
it would be front page news, too. It would be like, extra, extra, read all about it. Savior of Earth pisses himself when he was 12 years old in summer camp and, a long time ago. Why do we care about
this? That's the thing. No, I know how the media is, but I swear, I feel like that person would be, murdered, for doing that to the great, excuse me? did you? You know? Yeah. No, yeah, right. It's like, you dare go against the great Satan? Praise Satan! You know? Like, whoa, guys. I don't think you should be using that word lightly. How dare you go against our lovely Lord and God, Satan? Okay, you guys are really trying here, aren't you? Also,
all right, now
by
you're
the way,
doing it on purpose.
Exactly. Fuck you guys. By the way, speaking of the shaman, right? I looked back at the DVD to look at the Japanese side of it with the English subtitles. He did not say Legendary Super Saiyan.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what?
And he was saying about how, you know, Jaguar, you know, was able to take his genes and, you know, bring back the mightiest of warriors. Because, yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. If you see a guy, you know, if you see two kids fly in the sky and then another guy come flying in and then another tinier guy come flying in and then this big, huge guy beats up all four of these guys and you're sitting there like, you know, like the day before then you were like, I didn't know people could fly, right?
Yeah.
You're
going to
want to get that guy's genes.
That makes a bit more sense, yes. All right, so it was a dubbing thing.
Yeah, and he said, I sold it to the Baron, right? Meaning, so he sold it to Jaguar. Meaning, it didn't sound, it's kind of weird, it's like, how do you know Jaguar? But in the English dub, it really makes it sound, it's like, yeah, like, me and Jaggy go back for years, bro. It's like, you're a shaman from a village.
I went into shaman school and went to, you know, a village out in bumblefuck nowhere, and Jaguar went to fighting school, and he was going to fight Mr. Satan and become the world champion, and then that fell apart. And then we got together again after we both lost our jobs. We had a drink, and I said, hey, I've got some blood of the legendary Super Saiyan. Want to throw it in your gene pool tank and see what comes out? Sure.
I'm still focused on the fact that you said bumblefuck. Like, the shaman's like, yeah, I went to bumblefuck you. Dude, I went to bumblefuck you. Dude, you're a shaman? Nah, I mean, I dropped out of Bumblefuck You. Yeah, I know, it gets the best of you sometimes. I have to stop laughing. We're live on the radio, on Blog Talk Radio. By the way, something we haven't mentioned yet, which is really, okay, I know we're in the DBZ universe and everything, but I'm just,
right.
I just really think it's funny, like, that there's just a guy named Jaguar.
Yeah.
You know, that's why before, with, you know, Hercule's name, you know, Satan, Mr. Satan, I just stopped thinking it was his tagline, his stage name at this point. You know, because I don't know if you know, like, someone like Hulk Hogan, right? That's not his real name. His actual name is Terry Bollea. So, like, I'm not even, I'm not sitting here and I'm like, nope, his name isn't, you know, it's nothing else. It's literally Satan. I mean, hell, his house actually has the sign on it that says Satan House.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure that he's either legally changed his name to Satan or, you know, his name's Satan.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
Well, I mean,
also,
they really wanted to sell the point, huh?
Yeah, right. But, no, because speaking of, like you said before, yes, as he's flying down onto Jaguar's Island, he screams at the top of his lungs. He says, I'm the world champion. Bow before the mighty Satan.
Yep.
Funimation, don't lie to me.
It's hysterical because, like, I don't know if I remember this correctly or maybe you pointed this out to me, but I could have sworn, like, in the dub when they showed it on Toonami, I don't think they ever referred to him as Satan. It was always Hercule.
Well, of course, they
or
always do two dubs. Because, yes,
it
was Hercule in the original.
Mr. Hercule.
And
yeah.
I think it might have been Satan in, like, the 9 p.m., 9:30 version they showed recently. Of not even of that movie. It might have been Super Android. No, sorry. BoJack Unbound, which we will actually be doing in 2 weeks. Not next week.
Yeah,
we'll talk about what we're doing next week at the end of the show. But, he doesn't even know everyone.
Like,
I'm surprising all of you.
Like the movies had it. Yes, it was Mr. Satan. But like on the series when they were playing it, you know, daytime television, it was always.
Oh, of course. Oh, of course. Because
so
that was when they were playing it, you know, primetime kid show. Of course. I mean, even
yeah,
the manga.
Exactly.
Even the manga, right, says his, you know, it's like his stage name is Mr. Satan, but we'll be calling him Hercule. Like, I forgot why specifically, but even my girlfriend, the lovely Ashley Cole Penn, who's been on a few of our wrestling shows, not really our DVD shows, even though she has read the whole series, she's seen all the movies, but she hasn't been on one yet. Probably going to try and get her on maybe next week. But anyway, right, so what I was saying was, yeah, even the manga tries to keep it as Hercule, and she only knows him as Hercule, where she'll see the movies, and we're, of course, all snickering, because it's like, bow before Satan, you know, and it's like, Hercule, your name is Hercule.
No, but, it's Mr. Hercule. All right, fine, it's Hercule.
Also, but speaking of, before they even got to the island, a few things made me laugh. Hercule asking if the Jaguars, if Jaguars warriors have long spiky hair, I was done. Like, I'm sorry, but I died. It's like, oh, because I'm allergic to a certain kind of hair product. I was just like, oh, my God. That and the fact that Krillin said, huh, they can go? I envy single men, right, to Goten and Trunks in the back of the trunk. And I sat there and I wanted to murder him. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, Krillin. Not everyone gets the chance to be with a sexy blonde android or come back from the dead twice. Man, some people are so lucky. How about you go talk to Ub and his family, you insensitive prick? Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I love Krillin, man. But come on. Like, oh, I envy single men. You had a daughter. You made the choice to go mate with an android. Not sure how that works, but you know what, Krillin? I'm not asking. But the point is, you made the choice to have a family. Goten and Trunks are eight. Like, just, let's put that out there. But anyway, right? Let's get away from the anger.
Yeah, it's like, I would... It's like, sure, she might have been having a bad day. Like, you know, go watch our daughter back at the house. It's like, oh, and make me a sandwich while I'm away, Krillin. It's like,
yes, honey. I'm so sorry. Like, you want your sandwich and lug nuts again, sweetie?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm glad that at least 18 had the sense to take our daughter back home, away from the fighting, Krillin.
Yeah, right? Not even knowing what's going to happen, just Krillin, usually we get into some kind of danger, leave.
Take our daughter and go home, okay?
And in theory, she is the stronger out of the two. Because, you know, Krillin is the strongest human, but Android 18 isn't completely human. But also, I don't know about how you feel about this, but the violence in DBZ is great only because Jaguar almost died twice, but he didn't because comedy.
Yeah.
Right? The only thing that kept him from certain death was, you're actually very funny. You know, the gods of this universe will keep you around for jokes. Like, who the hell was... That's the fact that he didn't die just shows you how King Kai runs that sector of the galaxy.
Oh my god.
Those are his rules at play.
You're right.
That's why he lived. Yeah, exactly. He lived because he kept on plopping around and shit. And then you can even tell everyone in the background, all the Bio Warriors, they all heard the sound effects of him falling and everything, the point. They all heard that.
But then wait a minute, why does Krillin keep dying?
Hey, you know what, man? Not everything's funny. That's just... King Kai finds Krillin very sad. He does not find him funny whatsoever. Frankly, he finds his journey sad, and that's why he dies. No, but seriously... All right. I want to speak about Goten for a second, though. Goten is really his father's son, right? I mean, Goten, right? Oh, you see something that wants to maim you? Pet the shit out of it. Go on, Goten. Put your entire arm in there. You know? Like, God damn it, guys. It's just that, and also, speaking of, you know, we talked about this last week. Remember how we talked about Trunks? How he, he's the daughter of
I know a lot about bioengineering.
And he did. Not just that. Not just that. The fact that it's so easy for children to talk to a madman scientist.
Yeah.
Just so easy. And then the scientists are completely cool with the kids flying away.
Yep.
I granted, yeah, we're kind of in a world where a lot of weird shit happens, but I'm pretty sure that most of the weird shit isn't thrown around a lot. Like, the cell thing was kept, you know, under wraps.
It's like when they were in the World Tournament fighting and they were flying in the air, everybody's mouth is agape, like, what the fuck is going on? But as soon as the kid starts, you know, talking about bioengineering, oh, everyone's fine with that.
Bioengineering, the flying away, all the scientists were just looking at them and they turn around and go, yep, let's just kill some more babies. Like, they didn't care. They've gone through some shit. They just don't care. But
I say kidnapping hypothetically on the show, but you talk about, you know, killing babies in scientific experiments, but no one gets to say anything about that. Oh no,
This movie was about scientific experiments, and not exactly babies, but goddamn did Broly, again, manhandle these children. You brought up kidnapping out of the blue. You just said, you would be an awesome plot for this movie if there was kidnapping, if the woman and children were kidnapped.
No, I'm saying...
Your
because,
words,
okay.
Not mine.
He gave a formal challenge to Satan, and, like, okay, he refuses to fight. It's like, well, we're taking you
and
anyway,
now you're
we're taking
up.
Your...
And now you're bringing up your Satanist views in our podcast. Honestly, dude, might not be having you on next week. Talking about Satan and kidnapping children, like...
Well, good. You're just holding me back. Shots fired.
Shots received.
How about you bioengineer the shit out of that one, huh? Hmm? Mr. I Love the
bioengineer
movie?
I'm gonna bioengineer myself a new heart, because it's broken. But anyway, that's how much I care.
Why?
Anyway, so speaking of people who don't know, the way we throw around bioengineering, it feels like we don't know what it means. Just like Trunks doesn't know what it means. Because, well, actually, no, he knows what bioengineering means. He just doesn't understand what genetic engineering is.
Yeah.
It's great. Just, Trunks, what's genetic engineering? It's biotechnology, duh. Like,
don't be so stupid, Goten. Ha, 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 ha.
God, you country hick.
No, it makes sense. God damn it.
But, by the way, I have to be honest with you. The dog dying was really sad to me. I don't know about you.
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. I saw that, and I was just like,
It's like, I love Goten, Trunks, and 18, but, like, you know, the dog. Like, come on, man. That, and then just, like, the fact that, you know, I mean, there was just, you know, the thing with the bio warriors kind of dying, and then, you know, with the goo, and then the people in the elevator, and it sucks because, I think they're trying to, like, make it so it's like, oh, any kid watching, right, all they think is, well, they made Broly, so, but then, like, when you get older, you really start to think, okay, not everyone there probably knew what they were doing.
Yeah. I mean, the shaman getting, you know, eaten by goo, that was just poetic justice.
That's why I didn't mention him. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
That was great. But everyone else, you know, I just feel as if there are certain people there. I mean, here's the thing. Yeah, they knew what they were doing. Fair enough. Like, against God, immoral, et cetera, et cetera. But here's the thing.
Well, it's funny. Like, I feel like the head scientist knew what was going on. Like, he was all like, okay, start the experiment. Everybody else was just like, yeah, we're doing our job. What are we doing?
Here's the thing, though. I'll say this much. In theory, right, they did something where they basically made a body out of nothing. Like, they didn't, like, work on anyone. They didn't experiment on anyone. Like, Jiro deserves the ooze more than they do, because Jiro worked on people. Even if he told them what was happening, he worked on people, you know? Where these guys made things out of nothing, in theory. They made life out of nothing, which, God, that sounds creepy. But, the thing is, like, with them, like, I just have a strange feeling that they don't know things like power levels and things like, so I don't think they all sat there and thought, even if this Broly guy destroys the world, whatever, we have money. Like, I don't think they actually sat there and understood that this guy is basically the second coming of Satan. Or the third, technically, because it's his third movie, it's just, you know. Also, by the way, I just realized something. I think Videl tagged herself out with her dad, because in the last two movies, we've had a member of their family be in both, and it's just like, like literally in the tag team match. It was just, it was on the hot tag. Vidal was like, oh, she's like crawling to the ring. Oh, I gotta get, Hercule's like, I'll be in there, honey. Tags himself in, looks at Broly. Hey, sweetie, you want to tag in your L daddy?
Yeah,
I
mean,
don't,
he
I
basically
don't
did that with 18.
Yeah, God, but
he's like, 18, you want to come down here and take care of these guys? Another, you know, bazillion zenny and your ass is safe. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. Also, speaking of the purple shit, right, that we've been, the purple ooze that we've been bringing up this whole episode, it's funny, I feel like a lot of people would say something like, oh, it's so unrealistic or stupid, you know, but it's like, and I feel like I've heard that before, you know what I mean, where it's like, oh, because people aren't really, like, you have to understand, everyone out there, there are scientists right now in an underground lab that have some crazy shit, right, that if you look at it, it'll cause a zombie apocalypse. Don't have to smell it. You don't have to touch it. You look at it directly in the eye, and it gives you the zombie virus.
It's funny. I actually read an article like that at one point. Like, I don't know all the specific details, and I think they have it very well contained, but there was a scientist who was engineering part of a plague or a sickness for the benefit of mankind, you know, to be able to fight it, something to that effect. But at the same time, putting together a virus that we have no immunity against right now whatsoever. They're working on it.
I remember, oh, God, what was it? I forgot what it was.
But
I want to say it was the, I believe, let's just say the measles, right, even though it shouldn't be that. The measles, okay, let's, yeah, so we're pretending it's the measles, right? Measles has been knocked out, basically, with the with modern medicine. I remember hearing recently that a couple of government officials found in an old warehouse that used to be an FBI kind of thing. They just found the measles in a fridge, just in a vial, where someone could easily find and be like, so let's, you know, they don't know what it is, let's drink it. Oh, let's just, you know, we find out what it is. Oh, let's just put, you know, throw it out there. Anyone can get it. And we've had, you know, shots and things that have taken care of stuff like that. But still, the fact that you just can find viruses, like it was an old abandoned warehouse that was abandoned in the 50s or 60s. That had viruses in a fridge.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying right there. So when it's just, you know, so it's like, just understand that some crazy shit goes, not that it's not like this conspiracy theorist, so it's just like, you don't understand, they have titans underground. No. Like, you know, but there's so much, but there's so much that we don't know about, and that, frankly, we don't want to know about, right? So there's
like
so much.
Like your bio-early core?
Yeah, right? So, that's the new DBZ movie everyone's pushing for. Like, just, you know, it's like, what, like, we have a new DBZ movie coming out next fall. Bio Broly 4, The Why. Like, just, everyone's just, oh, God, no.
Sentient ocean. He dissolved into the ocean, but he's still sentient.
Basically, it's just like, I will get them one day. Come to the beach.
Yeah. Oh my
as you hear
the
voiceover,
at the beach one day.
As you hear the voiceover, it's just bubbles.
They Goku and Gohan and Goten like are playing in a river by their house one day, and suddenly the river just like sweeps into this giant current and takes them all the way out to the ocean, and you just see like this bubble form made to look like Broly. And just underwater, you just, like, Goku's just like, he's like, and now he's, like, fighting the water.
Like, all of a sudden, it's just, yeah, Goku's just like, oh, no, I need someone who can help me, someone who knows these seas. Just Ariel pops up, I got this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ariel. You know,
Funimation,
it's like,
I will be awaiting your call, Funimation.
Yeah, exactly. No, rather Toei and Disney, just, this is a very good marketable yes. Yeah, I know what to do. Yeah, just Kingdom Dragon Ball Hearts Disney. That's perfect. Oh, man. But, God, what are we doing here? I haven't been drinking. What are we doing here?
What were you going to say about the kids? Go ahead.
No, I was saying when I was a kid, right, I thought I was obsessed because I thought that 18 was useless. But honestly, like, after seeing her in this movie, she's a lot better than Videl was, in my opinion.
Yeah.
She's a lot less, you know, useless. But anyway, what were you saying?
Yeah, I mean, can you really make a comparison like that?
Sadly, yes, because, no, Andre 18 is a lot stronger than Videl was, but no matter what, you are fighting Broly. So, sadly, everyone is made to look weak. I mean, even, you know, even the kids were made to look weak, although they did get some good shots in. That's the thing. I feel like the kids got a lot more shots in than, you know, than 18 did.
Exactly.
And of course, then in the second one, yes.
You know, like, that's the one thing I like about, you know, Goten and Trunks. Like, you actually see them. Like, I feel like in the second Broly movie, they were still,
right.
like, you know, ha-ha, giggling and playing around. And then
right.
when Broly got serious, they just kind of got scared
right.
until Goten showed up. In this one, I feel like their role is a lot more stronger in the sense that it feels like they've grown a bit. You know, not
yeah,
that it's really
no.
that much later, but it's like they, you know, they even say to each other, like, you know, we know who this is, and we have to make sure that, you know, he doesn't get out again. It's like, Broly, we're going to put you down this time.
No, I agree. They were. I do think that they joked around a bit too much. I think still they still joked around a bit, but they were still a lot stronger. I feel they really got to kick some ass, which is nice. Also,
yeah.
more quotes from Funimation. Jaguar, rid this planet of its hero. Destroy Satan. You knew
yeah.
what you were doing. But it's okay. But it's okay.
No.
Because Krillin did something in this movie. Krillin took the kill shot. I did not think he had it in him. I mean, yeah, sure,
yeah.
he left his daughter unattended somewhere. But he did. No, I assume he left him with Master Roshi, but I love the fact that it's not even mentioned. So, you know...
Yeah.
Well, how about that daughter? Nah, whatever. You know, I almost killed Broly. Yeah, where's your fucking daughter?
But
and of course,
I almost Broly.
Yeah, right. And as we've mentioned in other movies, you know, with the whole cultural gaps thing,
yeah.
there's been a lot of random things that have happened in other movies. Where, you know, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's for comedy. Like Trunks showing his butt is for comedy. The problem is
yeah.
this time we got to see some other dangly parts. And again, it's just for comedy's sake in Japan. But as we're doing the podcast, I can hear the police sirens, and I think they're trying to break down my door. That would be a great end to our podcast. Just sir, you're under arrest. I'm on the radio. Just the cops. Hi, Mom. But it's okay.
And I'll just
you know,
I'll just run in. I'll run into the future.
Exactly, just like last time. And speaking of the future, you know, let's talk about the future right now. So when Broly's purple ooze flows into the ocean, I'm pretty sure that's not good for the environment.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that's the other thing I didn't like about the movie. It's like, I know there wasn't really any... I mean, not to say that I could think of a better way to stop him, but it's like, ooh, the toxic sludge is, you know, oozing out of the building, and it's unstoppable. Hey, wait, seawater turns to stone. But yet when it touches the air, it becomes highly acidic? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone knows chemistry.
Yeah, I don't know anything about anything. All I know is that it's probably not good for the environment. That's all I know, is that it's like a problem, which is funny because I feel like, because we've mentioned how, like, Koyama in the past has, like, made movies about the environment in a sense for DBZ. I mean,
right.
you look at Tree of Might.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So you start to realize, I'm sitting here thinking, is Koyama, does he not like Dragon Ball Z? Is he trying to say that the Z Warriors are bad for the environment? Because I don't know if you know, there was an actual, this is a true story, back a long time ago with, you know, some of the original Tom and Jerry cartoons, there are different versions, you know, based on the different directors. And one of the directors
right.
who did one of the Tom and Jerry cartoons, like a random 13 episodes, I believe it was in the 60s, actually before
yeah.
Tom and Jerry started, like before he got the job, he said how much he hated it, Tom and Jerry. He was like, not a fan of their humor, not a fan at all. He's given the job. Right, and he's like, and for some reason he's doing Tom and Jerry cartoons, and it's funny how now people who, you know, enjoy Tom and Jerry cartoons saw that those 13 episodes, and they said how they were the worst thing in the world. They were like, it clearly shows that he hates them. I mean, they were really, really bad, you know. And I'm not saying that this movie was really bad or that these movies have been bad, but it makes you think: does he hate them? Does he think they're bad for the environment? They never do anything good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because. They even, like, Goku always makes it a point to, you know, get out of the major cities with human populations and go out to a
yeah.
wasteland. I mean, he's even concerned about the animals that are out there. I mean, look at the fifth movie when he says, hey, you know, Krillin, go help those trapped animals. Or
yeah.
even at the, oh, fuck, I know there's plenty of other instances.
Well, I mean, in a third movie, is also when they help the animals, when the, from the forest. Yes, the forest fire.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no, they do a lot for the environment. But at the same time, though, so it's like, yeah, they care about the environment, but then sometimes it's like, you guys are, this is bad for the earth.
Yeah.
Also, same thing with the triple Kamehameha, right, where it's like, it's cool, but not that good for the oceans.
Yeah. Or, you know, the sun.
Yeah, you know, a lot of not really so good for the sun, that kind of play. Yeah, a lot. You know, it's like, how is it not? Superman is pissed. Just, all right, guys, look, all right, that's how I live. So can we stop doing the whole sun bullshit?
Yeah, well, it's funny. It's like Goku just goes to him, you're one to talk, mister. I'm going to fight in the middle of Metropolis and level it to the ground. He goes,
hey, that's
younger.
Only every other week. I give them time. But our last quote, by the way, our last Mr. Satan quote of the night. It's like, Goten, how did you figure it out? From our pal Satan. Funimation.
Who is now drowning.
Yeah, but no one cares about it.
Nope.
No one went to save him.
Nope.
You came with the guy. Nope. Like,
18 was going to pull him out, but it probably would have made him bankrupt.
Before that, though, the fact that he was like, I'm going to die, and he was running, you know, because he didn't know about the ocean thing, so he's running, and I'm sitting there thinking, none of you guys care.
Yeah. Like, oh, God, he's actually going to die this time.
Yeah, right? Like, I think he's going to. Before we go, before we have to sadly call it quits, I want to say that, as I said before to Tony, the ending did piss me off a bit because it's like, you know, not the ending with the whole, you know, ocean thing. I mean, yeah, I understand why it would piss me off, but still, right? The part where it's like, oh, Goku, you now have to fight Broly in hell. Yeah, because that's not the fight I wanted to see.
Yeah, that's true. It's like PyCon and Goku versus Broly, and hell, Vegeta probably would have popped up. Or, well,
somehow.
No, he's not there. He's not there at that point, but it's like, you know, that would happen.
It would be the reverse Majin Buu saga. We have to bring him to hell. It's like, how do we do that? Like, someone ice the fucker. Murder him. But anyway, we have to go. Sadly.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, but we have to go. Before we head out, I would like to thank you guys for listening to those guys. Next week, we are actually going to be doing the newest Dragon Ball Z film, Battle of Gods. It's actually coming out next week, Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. Here's the point, everyone. Go check your local theaters today. You can probably still get some tickets, and it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I know I'm going there. We could possibly get Ashley Colpan to come on because she's great at what she does, and she'll be seeing the movie with me as well. I know you've already seen it. You can probably see it again if you are going to see it live, hopefully. And also, if you're wondering how you're going to know about our show, right, Those Guys on the Radio is our Facebook page. Also, Those Guys on the Radio is our Gmail. If you want to email us about, you know, show suggestions, about cross-promotion, things like that. And, you know, again, thank you guys for listening in. We do a lot of different shows. We do wrestling. We do comics. I know tomorrow we'll be doing a comic book show, sadly not with Tristan Walter, but with Anthony St. Andres. And how do you find that out? Those Guys on the Radio, Facebook page. So, yeah, I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah, all right. And, of course, yes, Battle of Gods. It might seem like we're jumping around, but, hey, we've already had one person on this team go to the future before. So, yeah, let's just jump around, shall we?
Okay, then.
Okay. So, thank you guys for listening in. Check out your local movie theaters for the English dub of Dragon Ball Z, Battle of Gods. I know I will. Doragon, Doragon Power!
けたさよの戦士たち一人ぼっちじゃ勝てないあいつにだって二人の心一つに溶かせば勝利だ微笑むどんな時でも